This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. An official with the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration has told VOA that one of the suspects implicated in the assassination of Haitian President Jovenel Moïse was a DEA informant. The official confirmed the information in an email to VOA. The official said following the assassination of the president last week, the suspect reached out to his contacts at the DEA and was urged to surrender to local authorities. The official said that person provided information to the Haitian government that assisted in the surrender and arrest of the suspect and one other person. The suspect was not identified by name. Moïse was shot to death at his private residence in a wealthy suburb of Port-au-Prince in the early morning hours of July 7th. His wife, Martine Moïse, was seriously wounded in the attack. She is in good condition now after undergoing surgery in Miami, Florida. Haitian National Police Chief Leon Charles said police have arrested 18 Colombians and 3 Haitians in connection with the attack, and at least 5 other suspects are believed to be at large. Interim Prime Minister Claude Joseph has taken charge of Haiti. He told reporters Sunday he's spoken with the First Lady several times since the attack. U.S. consumer prices advanced sharply in June, up 5.4% over a year ago. It was the biggest annual gain since 2008. The new figures indicate that the United States, the world's largest economy, is recovering from the economic downturn triggered by the coronavirus pandemic. The U.S. inflation rate advanced 0.9% in June compared to May. Prices have been higher over the last few months because new numbers are being compared to prices that fell last year during the worst days of the pandemic. This is VOA News.